With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. While biological and chemical threats to corn yields are well understood, a more technological conflict has been center farm equipment repair availability in what seems to be a direct response to antitrust allegations in the ongoing FTC versus John Deere right to repair lawsuit. The equipment giant has unveiled a revamped digital service platform aimed at giving equipment owners greater control over maintenance, diagnostics, and repair of their machinery. The new tool, Operations Center Pro Service, is now accessible through the John Deere Operations Center app for equipment owners in both the U.S. and Canada. It is designed to allow equipment owners to access repair diagnostics and service data, available via annual subscription starting at $195 per machine. Deere says development of the tool supports customer self-repair. Farm real estate prices rose year over year nationally as every state saw at least some gains in land values, that according to an annual report from the Ag Department. The value of land and buildings on farms rose 4.3% this year to $4,350, the agency said, after a survey of more than 28,000 operations conducted April through June. Cropland costs increased 4.7% to $5,830 an acre, and pasture value up almost 5% to $1,920 an acre. Iowa ag land was valued at $9,790 an acre. That's up 3.9% on an annual basis. Illinois saw gains of 2.6% up to $8,930 an acre. In Missouri, farmland values remained relatively stable overall, averaging just under $8,600 per acre, only slightly higher from the previous year. Iowa and Illinois, the biggest producers of corn and soybeans in the United States. Tyson Foods raised its full-year earnings forecast as strong U.S. chicken demand and cheaper feed costs help it withstand losses in its beef business. Tyson said in a statement, operating earnings, excluding some items, are expected to range from $2.1 billion to $2.3 billion in fiscal year 2025, an increase of $100 million at the midpoint from their prior guidance range. The increase was largely driven by a more optimistic view of its chicken business. A severe shortage of cattle has sent prices for slaughter weight animals surging to record levels, eroding profits for beef processors as they struggle to pass the higher costs on to consumers. Tyson managed to cushion the impact thanks to stronger demand for chicken as meat eaters seek cheaper alternatives. Its poultry operations have also benefited from ample grain supplies, which have kept a lid on feed costs. The price of used high-horsepower tractors fell between 18% and 23% from 2023 to 2024 levels, while regional auctions report used equipment values fell by as much as 40%. So far in 2025, used equipment values found some footing, a trend on the verge of reversing due to growing strains in the farm economy. According to the Machinery Pete website, after the huge rate of drop we saw in 2024, which mirrored the big drop-off in 2014 and 2015, I thought it would keep sliding a little bit longer, says Greg Peterson, who's also known as Machinery Pete. Instead, it has leveled off through the first half of the year. The catalyst for the dramatic drop in used equipment values in 2024 was the amount of used equipment flooding the auction market. Peterson added the drop-off was a total supply issue. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.